Okay, the second Mishnah of Baba Kama, first Perek, goes on to explain the little details of all the different kinds of damaging. If in any way I have to take care of something, I dug a pit and I have to make sure that no one falls in there, or I have a bull and I have to make sure that it doesn't cause damage, doesn't run away, then that means that if something did happen, I have to pay for it. The Gemara explains that this is referring to a case that, let's say, I dug about 9 tefachim, which according to the Torah, if I'm chayav, if only it was 10 tefachim and the bull came and was killed and fell in and was killed. If it was 9 tefachim, it is not ra'ui to kill. It's not supposed to kill. So if it did happen, I am not chayav for that. So the Mishnah goes on to explain that if one person came and dug 9 tefachim, the second person came and added in the last tefach. Tefach is about, like, I don't know, 8 inches or so, or sorry, maybe 3-4 inches. The second one came and dug the 10th tefach, so he is chayav, even though he only did part of the dam, part of the, a little small portion of the pit, he has to pay the whole thing, because he gave the end part, which caused the killing. We go on to explain which property am I chayav to pay for, which belongings of some, what kind of belongings do I have to pay for. Which is property that belongs to a fellow Jew and not belongs to Hekdesh, to Shemayim, because the Mark learns it from the word Re'ehu, it has to be someone, a fellow Jew. If I damage a fellow Jew, then I have to pay him. But what if I damage something that belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, something that is not, doesn't belong to an individual, then I don't have to pay Nezikin for that. Nechasim shel Bnei Brit, Jewish, only if the person who was damaged is Jewish. Nechasim hamiyuchadim, the Gemara explains that this means if it wasn't Hefker. Now let's say, Gemara gives an example, if my shore went out and caused damage to someone else's bull, and later on I was mafkir it, I said this isn't mine, I let it go, whoever wants can come and take it, so I don't have to pay for that, it's not mine anymore. Or what if there was a bull that didn't belong to anyone and attacked someone else's bull, and later on after it attacked him, I went and I caught the attacker, and I bought him for myself, then again, I don't have to pay for that because it wasn't mine at the time of the damage. So again, it has to be mine from the beginning to the end. It can't, if it's at the beginning it wasn't mine or at the end it wasn't mine, then I don't have to pay for that. I have to pay if the damage happened anywhere, except for, of course, if my bull went into someone else's property and destroyed it over and destroyed his and dest- sorry if someone else's bull went into my someone else's bull went into went if someone else's bull went into my property and my bull hit his bull, my, rammed his bull, so of course I don't have to pay for that because what is he doing in my property? He shouldn't be there. So if anywhere else except for that place, then I am chayev v'reshut hanizak behamazik. And what if we have this reshut that belongs to two people? They both have shutfut. They are partners in a certain property, and we both have bulls in there. And one bull decided one day that he had enough of the other bull and went into and hurt him, and rammed him hard. Again, since we both have rights to put our bull there, to put our bulls there, so I am patur. I don't have to pay for that. Now, of course, the Gemara asks, we said that before in the first Mishnah, that we have to pay from the Mitav HaAretz, the best quality of land. So the Gemara explains that this is referring to a keren, which wasn't brought up in the first Mishnah. A keren is, it's a horn, right? So if a bull went and rammed someone else's bull, which isn't mentioned in the first Mishnah, in this case also, you have to pay from Mitav HaAretz.